William Collins presents Self-Confidence, A Philosophy by Charles Pépin, read by Chris Courtney.
Introduction. The stabilizers came off this morning. All of 4 years old, she hops on her bike and takes off under a blue sky. Her father runs alongside, one hand at her back, the other gripping the bicycle seat. She pedals faster and faster, clutching the handlebars. Her father encourages her. "Don't stop pedaling," he says. "Look straight ahead. You're doing great." He lets go of the seat. The child picks up speed. She maintains her balance, rolling along without her father's help. When she realizes this, she shouts with joy and speeds ahead. She feels buoyant and free. She has confidence. But what does she have confidence in, exactly? In her own abilities? In her father? In this moment of family happiness? Self-confidence, we sense, is the result of alchemy. It arises from a combination of factors. The routes leading us to it are various, but once we've acquired it, it supports each of us in the same way. There is only one self-confidence, but there are a number of ways to get there. Madonna belongs on the stage. She is an artist who has been able to reinvent herself all her life. Yet she was a shy child, scarred by the loss of her mother when she was only 5. So how did she find the strength to make her mark? Patrick Edlanger was one of the pioneers of free climbing. When he free soloed a route, his gestures were so fluid that he seemed to dance above the void. He moved from one handhold to the next with extraordinary grace. What was his secret? Landing on an aircraft carrier at night, a pilot faces an ultra-short runway at speeds of 180 miles per hour with extremely limited visibility. How does he master his fear? With traffic whizzing by all around him, an emergency services doctor has to pick out which of the trauma cases and which of their traumas need treatment first. How does he avoid making mistakes? And what about musicians who improvise in front of large crowds? Tennis players who keep their nerve during match point? Students who are at their best on exam day? All these men and women who have the courage to listen to their inner voice and put their lives on the line, where do they get their self-confidence? What is it that they all have in common? The little girl on her bike can point us in the right direction. There are 3 places from which she gets her confidence. First, from her father. She doesn't take off alone, she does it with her father, and thanks to her father. Self-confidence is confidence in someone else. Then there is her own capability. She has absorbed her father's advice about how to pedal, how to hold the handlebars. She has acquired a skill without which nothing would be possible. Self-confidence is confidence in one's own abilities. But there's more. Her bubbling joy as she gathers speed is more than just the satisfaction of knowing how to bicycle. It is a deeper, more encompassing joy which resonates with gratitude toward life. Self-confidence is confidence in life. These 3 drivers of self-confidence will recur in various forms and to varying degrees again and again. Confidence in others, confidence in one's own capabilities, and confidence in life. That's how it all starts, maybe, when you go at it with the freshness of a child, confident without even knowing what you have confidence in. Confidence is the childish ability to walk towards something unfamiliar as though recognizing it, Christian Bobin has written. We know more about risks and dangers than when we first hopped on our bikes as children. Our greater understanding makes us more anxious. But it shouldn't blunt our boldness, our ability.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?